You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Now, we're going to be talking about you get to make one thing disappear forever. What's it going to be? But before we do that, I would like for us to do a little experiment here with what we were talking about a few minutes ago. Out of all of the things your phone does, in what place would phone calls fall? Because I said it wouldn't even be in the top five. Now, obviously, there are exceptions. There are people out there who live on their phone. We get that. But we're just talking about in general. Like, think of all the things you use your phone for. Texting, social media, maps, internet, email.
Just weather. See what the weather is.
Weather. I use it for when I do my walk slash run every day. Yep. I use that same app. So I guess we could just say apps.
I just listen to music on it a lot.
Music.
Podcasts.
Podcasts,
adjusting
audiobooks.
My thermostat. Yelp, Next Door. What else do I do on here?
I'm looking. Using it as a phone, not in the top 10.
I control my kids' video game system, how much time they're on.
But I mean, when you
the
compare,
phone
like,
would
how
not be
often.
In the top 30, probably for me. Top 30.
So you adjust your thermostat more often than you talk on the phone?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, but like even, you know, before bed, I'll pop on and see where it's set, turn it down, turn it off, whatever. I will go the entire day without using my phone, multiple days without using it as a phone. Oh, yeah. Trying to look at what else. What is the main thing? I would say Instagram is probably my number one thing on here. And then texting, and then probably my music apps. I've been using those a lot. So there you go. What's your top one?
Calendar, messages, text messages, social media, podcasts, audiobooks.
Calendar?
Yeah, I have to use my calendar a lot of stuff.
Tomorrow's Thursday again. Look at that.
Well, I have a rather complicated business life,
well,
so
I was just joking.
My business.
It's more funny to see you looking and saying, "What's tomorrow?"
Actually, I spend more time on the stocks thing on my phone, my investments, than I do on the phone.
Yep.
Kindle app, I'm on more than I am my phone. Banking app.
All right, there we go.
Phones are not going to be in the top 10 for
rarely the phone.
Many people.
Rarely the phone.
So is it time for us to rename it? I'm listening to an audiobook right now. It's kind of futuristic, but it's obviously what we refer to as, you know, our phones, our cell phones. But throughout the book, they just refer to it as their gizmo.
Oh, yeah.
They're just like, okay, so I use my gizmo. They transfer money back and forth to each other.
Huh.
Like somebody just grabbed their gizmo and they transfer. It's almost like doing Venmo.
My kiddo's got the gizmo watch, which he can talk on and text us. And that's actually a gizmo. It's called the gizmo watch. So, yeah, I don't know what we could change the name to. I don't know. That's for Tim Cook to come up with. Not me.
All right. So you posted the other day, you can make one thing disappear forever. What's it going to be?
Yeah, and boy, the Facebook exploded again with everybody commenting. I will say the two biggies, we will open this up on the phones, too, if you guys want to call in and tell us the one thing you want to disappear.
Ironically, they would have
ironically,
to use their phone to talk to us.
The one time you'll use it today to call us, an overwhelming number of people said, my muffin top, my gut, my extra weight, my love handles, all this extra fat. Overwhelmingly, that was the number one thing. All the chub we're carrying around. And then the second would be exes. Ex-spouses, ex-boyfriends, ex-girlfriends. I'm seeing a lot of those. The one that did make me laugh was Heather. She wrote in and said glitter. And I'm
with you,
Heather. I hate glitter.
Wow, we are on your side.
So
evil
much.
Heather strikes. She speaks the truth.
Brian says all of his debt. Oh, he says debt or my beer gut. That's a tough call. Another gut one. Wasps is on there. And then Karen, you took mine. I wanted to say dog poop. I am so sick of dog poop. I just wanted to, as soon as she goes, somehow have it disappear, because inevitably one of my kids will step on it and track it into the house, and I'm so sick of poopy floors. I'm really tired of it.
Wonder if they can biologically engineer dogs that don't poop. Like, you just need to get a robot dog.
That sounds so cruel. Yeah,
I know. That's what I'm thinking about. If you engineer a dog so that it doesn't poop, I mean, it'll just end up exploding.
Or it makes the poo, like, smell like grapes or cherry candy or something. So when you do get it on your shoe and on your floors, it's not that bad to clean up. You're like, this actually smells delicious.
Why don't you just get one of those little robot dogs?
Yeah, it'd probably be just as good, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Have one of those humping your leg.
I'm going to go with, I think my choice would be spam, either, and I'm not talking about the canned food, spam in terms of either email or robocalls. Spam calls or spam email, to me, if I could make one thing disappear, it would be that.
You know what's funny is I don't get a lot of spam emails.
Yeah, that's
crazy. I don't know what kind of filter I have set up, but I rarely get them. I will get the random phone calls. The amount of calls I've been getting from Canada lately that I'm just blocking or sending to voicemail or whatever, it's insane. So somebody up in Canada has my number. They're trying to sell me an extended car warranty or something. But I'm not answering
maybe
those.
The Nigerian prince moved to Canada.
Oh, maybe.
Hello, Jan. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy show.
Thanks.
All right, what's going away forever?
Traffic.
Traffic, huh? Just leave an open road for Jan in her convertible Mustang.
Too many problems.
Can we be like specific and say like I-70 traffic? Because I dread going to the mountains, you know? Just don't want to sit
it's
there.
Ruined.
It's really ruined. Bad.
I know. It sucks.
That's it, huh? Just traffic. Out of
I
everything
feel like
in the world.
I feel like a little gray cloud over your head right now, Jan, and I don't want that. I mean,
I feel like you need to vent a little more about something. Yeah. Is everything okay?
Yeah, you doing all right, Bucky?
No.
Not. No.
Do you have a long list of things you want to get rid of?
Yeah.
A few people on that list, maybe?
Things that are a lot more important, but, you know, that was the first thing on my mind.
Who are you mad at, Jan? You got a beef with somebody?
Who's the one person you would want to go away forever?
Ooh, I can't say that out loud.
Do they want you to go away, too?
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, but I was first.
That's right. You got through with the boys in the morning. We have all power here. We'll make them disappear.
That's right.
All right, Jan.
Listen, I hope the sun comes out on your life today, okay?
It will.
Hit that open road, Jan.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Get out of town.
All right.
You guys have a fun one. Okay, bye.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for noticing.
Jill wrote in. She says Monday manager meetings. She wants those to disappear.
Yes.
She may or may not work for us. Suzanne says, my son's baby mama. I want to know the backstory behind that.
Yeah.
And then Max says gray hair. Well, Mac, there are products for that. You can make that disappear.
No, who would do that?
Get
though?
On it. Get the little brush.
I mean, I understand that women do that, but if you're a guy and you're coloring your hair, really? My God. We had one of the ding-dongs from the sports station walk in this morning, was giving me crap about the growth I have on my face right now. He's like, oh, get some Just For Men. And I'm like, yeah, you know, as a TV guy like he is, he would be all concerned about
how he looks,
coloring that in his looks and staring at the mirror every day. But I'm like, really? I'm a grown-ass man, and I'm going to color the gray that's in my beard?
I'm not plunking that box down.
What a moronic thing. Amanda said, I would go with your mind-bender answer today and make zits go away forever.
It's a good one.
She goes, I'm 37 and should not be dealing with this, and yet here's another one this morning.
Girl, I'm 41, and I just had one pop up, big one, on my forehead. And Nicole looked over at me yesterday, and she goes, hey, who's your friend? I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, your friend. What's your friend's name? And then she pointed to it. And I was like, oh, why you got to point it out?
That's excellent.
What's your friend's name?
Penelope said, I vote for politicians. Make them all go away forever.
Oh, that's a good one.
Really strong. And then Brett, yeah, just as we get into this time of year, Brett might have nailed it. He said, hail.
Thank you. Yes.
Make hail go away forever.
Yep. Yep.
Except
the
roofing
worst.
Companies are going, no! The dent repair auto shops.
Dollar bills for them.
Nick's on the phone. Nick, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good.
We're excellent. What are we making go away forever?
Allergies.
Oh, you got an issue, huh, buddy?
Oh, yeah. Both seasonal and food.
Oh, what are you allergic to with food?
Oddly enough, I'm allergic to onions. It's such a weird thing.
I've never heard of that one.
I've never heard that before. And you don't even know all the foods that onion could be in.
Yeah, until your mouth gets a little tingly and, you know, your tongue starts swelling a little bit.
Do you swell
bit,
up?
You know?
Is that what you do and you can't breathe and all that?
He's like a puffer fish.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
Buddy.
No pico de gallo for me.
Oh, Nick. Is that onions in this? Is there onions in this? Did somebody put onions in this salsa?
Nick, thank you for being
thank
on
you,
the
Nick.
Show.
Thank you, Nick.
One more quickly. Wendy, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Thanks.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Wendy.
What are we making go away forever?
Greed.
Greed?
Yes.
But didn't Gordon Gekko say that greed is good? Didn't he teach that in the movie Wall Street?
Well, he was wrong.
You're not greedy about anything, Wendy?
Nothing?
I'm not saying I'm not greedy, but if it went away, maybe there'd be a lot more peace.
You're very wise, Wendy.
I wonder what I'm most greedy about. You know what? I can tell you right now, Wendy. Jeremy and I are greedy when it comes to the ratings of this show.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
They're really good right now.
We're the number one rated morning show in Denver right now, and it's not enough. Isn't that funny? It's like we not only want to beat all the other shows, we want to crush them under our heels.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, Wendy. Can we do that?
How do you
that?
Feel about that, Wendy? Are you okay with that?
Can we crush people with our heels?
No.
Is that all right?
No.
Well, then we wouldn't be here, Wendy, if we weren't greedy about our ratings.
Yeah, they'd fire us.
You would be there.
No.
You should have more confidence in yourself.
I got news for you.
We have a lot of confidence.
You ever worked in the radio industry before, Wendy?
No.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got news for you. If you're not up at the top, you're on the way out. So.
And then you'd have to take over, Wendy.
You've been on the top an awful long time.
That is the truth. Yeah. You speak the truth, Wendy.
Because we're greedy, Wendy.
We are ratings greedy. That's what it is. Hey, we've enjoyed talking to you. Have you enjoyed talking to us?
Of course.
Have a great day, okay?
Okay, you too.
Bye.
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 Did you get a mental picture of Wendy while we were talking to her?
I did, 100%, yes. We'll have to compare.
I just wanted to know if we saw in our minds the same person.
Yeah. Yeah. Draw me a picture. And I'll draw one and we'll match them up.